This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Metal Chris has been hard at work during the top of the hour break. He's doing discovery. He's doing research for the Oscar Mayer Wiener race at the Indy 500.
This is the first one referencing this year.
Yeah,
first time they're doing it. And there's
what'd you find out?
There's half a dozen cars or Wiener mobiles or whatever they are, and each one represents a different style of hot dog from, I guess, a different part of the country. So they have like
you have bratwurst, you have hot dog, you have Chicago, maybe a Chicago dog.
The East will have a New York dog. I don't know what that's supposed to be besides a Nathan's, which is not them clearly, but whatever.
Pretty simple, right?
They've got Southeast features, the slaw dog. There's a chili dog for the South. Seattle dog is Northwest, and Sonoran dog is also Southwest.
Sonoran dog's got some spice
clearly
on
not,
it.
Not involved is a half smoke or any kind of version of a half smoke.
Yeah, which represents what?
That would be ours.
Exactly.
That would be ours.
Here's the thing. I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My buddy Chase Hughes, who of course does a tremendous job covering the Wizards for Monumental Sports Network, and you hear him on the radio broadcast as well, working down at Courtside right here on the Team 980. So he was at Wrigley Field for the first time last week because he was in Chicago for the NBA draft lottery and workouts and whatever. So he goes to Wrigley Field for the first time, and he puts out a picture of a Chicago dog. Okay, pretty standard. I've been to Wrigley Field. I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My daughter is from Chicago, or she was born in Chicago. My son grew up in Chicago, okay? I've never had a Chicago dog. Ever. Why?
Have you had deep dish pizza?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Deep dish pizza is great. It's better than New York style pizza, I'll tell you that much. If it's made right, it is way better than New York style pizza.
I'm a Chicago fan also.
You know, New York style pizza is good, especially, you know, not Sicilian, which is way too much dough. But like a round Neapolitan pizza with the drippings from the cheese, wonderful, right? But Chicago-style pizza, deep dish with all the cheese and however, you know, places do slightly different, the cheese in the middle, the cheese on top, whatever, sauce on the top. I prefer Giordano's, but whatever. Chicago deep dish pizza is so good. So good. I mean, it is just the best. But a Chicago-style hot dog, I got to say this, is revolting. Like, I love hot dogs. I don't really eat many hot dogs with the bun because I'm trying to save on the carbs, even though I don't do a good enough job of that in my real life.
Are you betting against the Chicago-style dog then?
Yes! Because the Chicago-style hot dog sucks. If you don't know what a Chicago-style dog is, first we start with a poppy seed bun. Okay. Not my choice, but all right, whatever. It's an all-beef hot dog, which automatically means it's a good-tasting dog. And then it gets ruined. Yellow mustard. Bleh. Should always be spicy brown mustard. Chopped white onions. Okay.
I love raw onions.
I prefer sauteed onions.
No, I like raw onions, but they got more bite.
Yeah, they also make your breath smell way worse.
Like, we're talking about putting slaw and stuff on hot dogs. I don't think breath is the highest concern here.
Well, here's another thing you'll find out about me. I love coleslaw. I would never put coleslaw on a hot dog. Okay? I mean, like...
Sauerkraut, though?
Now, I grew up in New York, where sauerkraut is way, way, way bigger, I think, in New York than it is elsewhere, I have not had sauerkraut in probably 25-ish years. All I remember sauerkraut doing is making me not feel very good. So I try and avoid it. I never buy it, never have it, never would choose it. I mean, it's not like I would go, oh, I could never eat it. Just would never choose it. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. Just like I would never choose yellow mustard over spicy brown mustard.
Now that I'd rather
have it plain than have yellow mustard.
Oh, I want my fancy Grey Poupon.
Well, Grey Poupon is different than just straight up yellow mustard. Now.
That's what I'm saying. I want something little seeds in it and stuff. I love all that. Yeah.
So now keep this in mind, right, for your Memorial Day barbecues, picnics, parties, what have you, you know, whatever you do. Okay, don't do what they do in Chicago. Yellow mustard. Blech. Poppy seed bun. Okay.
Look, any bun that can make you fail a drug test, I'm with. There I'm down go. With. Let's get the poppy seed buns.
How did I know you were going to say something like that, Chris?
That Seinfeld episode where they're eating the bagels. Anyway.
Chopped white onions. Again, better if it was sauteed onions, but okay. I can live with that. Here's where it also gets really weird. A bright green sweet pickle relish. Now, I like relish. Bright green, I can live with that. I wouldn't say, ugh, no. I love pickles. You know where I don't want a pickle? On my damn hot dog. It's got a dill pickle spear on the damn hot dog. Now, you want to give me like chopped up pickles? You want to do like a couple of thin slices? All right, whatever. Normally, I wouldn't say that, but I'm not like, ugh, because I love pickles. But a big old dill pickle spear, get lost. And then it gets worse. This is all a Chicago-style hot dog. It gets worse. They put tomato slices on the hot dog. Tomato slices on a hot dog. Then it gets even more insane. Pickled sport peppers. And just for good measure, a dash of celery salt. Count with me, boys and girls, how many of those ingredients we were even, like, partially acceptable with. I guess the poppy seed bun, pickles in a different way, so that doesn't count because I don't want a dill pickle spear. The sweet pickle relish, okay. White onions, maybe like two total of the 16,000 different ingredients on a Chicago-style dog would we be happy with. They say the assembly of a Chicago hot dog, according to Wikipedia, and I've done extensive research on this, is like being, quote, dragged through the garden. Listen, everybody loves fresh vegetables, right? Fresh herbs. You know, if you get some freshly grown tomatoes, great. Salad, make a tomato sauce. You put a slice of tomato on a sandwich, right? Roast beef, turkey, whatever. On a hot dog. What are we doing here, people? This is just Chicago perfected, I believe, the perfect pizza. Although, I got to say, Detroit-style pizza is pretty damn good, too.
Also a fan of those, yeah.
Yeah. Detroit-style, like JP and B-Mitch and Ahmet brought in some Detroit-style pizza yesterday from a local place here in the Navy Yard that I've ordered from once. Detroit-style pizza is good. Pretty good. But Chicago-style pizza is the best. Not Chicago thin wafer pizza, because they also make that, and that's also not very good.
No, I don't like the cracker crust.
What the hell happened here. Chicago created the perfect pizza. The perfect pizza. They also have a place called Portillo's, which I've talked about from time to time, which has like thinly sliced roast beef or what they call Italian beef. And a lot of times they'll put it in combination with an Italian sausage on a hoagie roll, right? And they'll put, you can get it, you know, however you want it. They'll put a little au jus on it, which is, you know, the thin gravy, or you could do that. And they'll put something else Chicago is kind of known for, and that's jardinera, which is like pickled vegetables, which is a little carrot, sometimes cauliflower, onions, and it's in like a vinegary pickled juice or brine. And they have spicy jardinera. They have mild jardinera. I like the mild jardinera. Some people like the spicy jardinera, but that's pretty good too. They haven't ruined that. But Chicago is either great, i.e. the pizza, or they're awful, i.e. the hot dog. The Chicago-style dog sucks. It is not good. Nobody needs to be dragged through a garden to eat a hot dog. Sorry. And it looks like a childhood painting. Like a child's painting, not childhood. It looks like basically a six-year-old was given access to a bunch of paint with a smock, and they just... I mean, it's got some red, it's got some darkish green, it's got some bright green, it's got the yellow from the horrible yellow mustard, it's got the red beefish color of the hot dog, it's got the black from the poppy seeds, it's got the white from the rest of the bun. It just looks like a six-year-old went painting at the kitchen table. Am I missing something here? Is the Chicago-style dog disgusting? Overrated? Or the very few of you, and maybe it's some from Chicago, I don't know, that you actually love it? And I'm missing something, because I never had one, because it looked awful. And by the way, I guess the original Chicago-style dog does not include ketchup, which a lot of people have a problem with. But
all
there are...
All of Pittsburgh a little upset right now.
What, for the ketchup?
Yeah.
What is ketchup a big thing in
Heinz Field?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a whole thing in Pittsburgh.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. I don't know. I mean, like, I love hot dogs. Love hot dogs. Little, if you want to put a little cheese sauce on it. I don't do a lot of chili just because, you know. But if you want to put a little chili on it, hey, understand? Not chili with beans, just chili meat. Chris, what kind of hot dog? The ideal hot dog would be?
For myself, let's see. Yeah.
Because you mentioned a bunch of them,
I love
like Seattle
smoked.
Dogs and Sonoran dogs, and that's got like all sorts of hot, spicy stuff. So, I mean, if you like that, you're probably going to
like
that.
Spicy
we mentioned
stuff.
The sauerkraut. Yeah. We mentioned the Chicago-style dog. You got bratwurst. You got knockwurst, whatever. Ideal hot dog for you is?
I like some spicy stuff. Let's say some chili on there, get some shredded cheese, but like that Mexican taco-style cheese mm-hmm. probably be the way to go. Definitely no sour cream. I don't want that. That it's too strong of a flavor and dulls everything else down. But you know, I might put a little hot sauce on there.
I mean, sour cream would balance out some of the spice and
the
heat.
I don't know. I want more savory. I don't like the sour cream as much. It's okay on the side kind of thing. Maybe it's a dip. I don't want it on there. You know what I'm saying? But maybe some hot sauce on there, get a little kick on there, you know,
okay.
Get something like that. I think
like Tabasco or Frank's hot sauce or
raw
what?
Onions, though. I love that too. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What kind of hot sauce do you want? Do you want Tabasco? Do you want like
Tabasco's
Frank's hot
fine,
sauce?
Fine, but that's kind of like when you have no other hot sauce, you go with Tabasco,
right,
you know. And,
right.
But usually, I mean, if I'm traveling, I'd love to find like a local, you know, something, you know, especially if you're out west somewhere, Denver, or Phoenix, or anything like that. You can get some great hot sauces. But even now, there's so many people that make them in places, but. Big fan of Cholula, though. Cholula's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, Cholula's a good one. All right, so if I threw out to our lovely listening audience who doesn't want to talk about the Nats but may want to talk about food, the Chicago-style hot dog is awful, not good, disgusting, brutal, and I hate talking about a city that I love so much, but it is awful. Let me repeat, awful with a capital A.
Got some good beer out there, too, though. There's
they
some
do.
Good breweries.
They do. There's no doubt about it. A little old style, right? That is a big Wrigley Field thing.
We got Goose Island is
Goose
from
Island,
there.
Sure. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And again, I lived in Chicago for 6 years, never had a Chicago-style hot dog because it looks brutal. It looks disgusting. It's, like they say, basically dragging the hot dog through a garden. What is the perfect Memorial Day weekend, right? Lots of you are going to have hot dogs. What is the perfect hot dog? What is the perfect hot dog in your eyes? Is it as simple as just a spritz of ketchup? Is it that awful, disgusting yellow mustard stuff that so many of you are hoodwinked into liking? Is it basically a chili dog? A cheese dog? Is it, I don't know. I mean, I put, people are going to be grossed by this. I'd put some mayonnaise.
What about a vegan non-meat dog? Where does that rank? Would you rather have a Chicago style?
I'd rather have nothing at that point. Have you had vegan hot dogs a lot?
I have dated several meat-free women over the years. For some reason, this has happened. It's just a common thing for women I've dated, it seems. So yes, I have. I've had almost all the different vegetarian and meat-free meats at some point or another. And some of them I actually don't mind as much, but the dogs were one that I could never. They're just something about a hot dog you can't replicate with whatever they're putting in those fake vegan dogs.
And you know, not only do you have that, but real quickly, I was to say this. It when we're talking about the perfect hot dog, does that mean, right, we distinguish between Italian sausage, between bratwurst, between what's the other kind? Like
a kraut, you got sauerkraut.
Well, no. I'm saying in terms of the style of dog, right? Because you have bratwurst, which is big in Milwaukee in the Midwest. You have, you know, kielbasa, right? Kielbasa is different. You know,
that's more of sausage. I don't know if you count those as
right.
Dog. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I count those more as sausages different types of sausage is, I guess, bratwurst is a different type of sausage, not a hot dog. So ideally what we're looking for is a traditional meat, all beef presumably. Maybe some of you like turkey, whatever. But what's on it? That's the key. That's the question that we want to get at. I don't know how we got into this, but I saw, we got into it because at the Indy 500, they're having the great wiener dog races. So we, believe it or not, we turned a food topic from a sports topic. And blame Chris if you don't like it, because it's all his fault.
I'm hungry, man.
on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ah, little hot dog from Led Zeppelin. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages on this Memorial Day weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And Friday edition of this here fine radio program, I don't know how fine it is, but we talk about what just pops up, and Chicago-style hot dogs was not the plan today. I actually did not have a food subject. I was trying to make it through the show without necessarily talking about food because I just get hungry. And I can't have most of the food that I talk about and that is delicious and savory and awesome that all of you skinny mini people can eat. But Chris went there and he said, "What's going on at the Indy 500? They're doing hot dog races." And I said, when Toby was here, I said, "This is weird." They're doing Oscar Mayer hot dog races in cars.
Definitely
around
weird.
The Indy 500, right? And obviously, I mean, again, it's like, you know. So apparently they have, what, like a bunch of different hot dogs?
There's six different
in cars.
Wiener dog cars, right. Like Wiener mobiles, the right. Classic Oscar Mayer big hot dog cars.
But and to each, the Chicago-style dog, the Sonoran dog.
They don't
right?
have like all the toppings on them because I think that would be a whole thing.
Yeah.
But they all have different decorations that represent like which one they have. Yeah. So,
like the yeah. relish would fall off onto the track, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just put up a picture of the Chicago-style hot dog, which has tomato slices, pickle spear, sport peppers, raw onion, yellow mustard, and a poppy seed bun. I don't think I'm missing anything else, but maybe I... Oh, it's celery salt. I forgot about that. So you can take a picture, or you can take a look at it at WrestleMania621. Now, Brian, who joined us yesterday, and we discovered that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan, has something he'd like to contribute, but as usual, I can't see him because we got 9,000 computer monitors in here. But Brian, you wanted to contribute something, so go right ahead, sir. Step up.
See, I'm a simple guy when it comes to the hot dogs. All I need is some ketchup and some onions. That's all I need.
Raw onions or sauteed raw, onions?
Grilled, sauteed, it doesn't matter. Just put them on there.
No preference?
No preference.
Okay.
But I do think the more underrated part of the hot dog is the actual bun. A good potato roll or a brioche, when you in business.
Now, I'm not going to get after you about the ketchup because that is a pretty standard fare, although that is not really ever going to be on my hot dog. But you're allowed. You're your own man. What you said about the bun, I was like, you're absolutely right. Yeah. A potato bun, brilliant. Great idea. It's a little thicker, a little sturdier. It's a little sweeter than your traditional style hot dog bun, certainly than a poppy seed bun. Or a brioche bun. Yes, sir. Pretty good choice there. Now, are we talking about like a thin hot dog? Like,
oh, no.
Or are we talking about... Because that's the one thing that I would say is the ultimate separator for me. And people are going to laugh about this, but I have a hard time resisting 7-Eleven hot dogs because they're like the quarter, what do they call them? The quarter inch thick ones or whatever?
Rotating for about 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I try and look for one that's not burnt and orangey, like, you know, but I guess my point being is I like thicker hot dogs as opposed to the small little wieners.
Let me just say, when we were in college, man, we used to like dare each other to eat the oldest hot dog you'd find at like a set. You know, you roll in at like 2 a.m. Everybody's been drinking all night on like a Friday.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, who's going to do it? Who's going to eat that one that's been there for like 2 days?
Well, Chris.
Just sitting in the back, looks all burnt. You know?
I mean, Chris, you might have that option tonight, right? Because you're heading after the show. You're going another death metal concert, right?
The big festival yeah. in Baltimore all weekend.
All right, yeah, we're going to have to get some lowdown on that.
There is a 7-Eleven right there in the Inner Harbor.
There you go. I don't know about 2 a.m, but, you know. Brian, I appreciate the contribution. I love the potato bun idea. Don't love the ketchup idea. I like that you're willing to go to the sauteed onions. Even though you said it doesn't matter, that's fine. I think sauteed onions way better than raw onions, but I'm not an anti-raw onion fan, but the Chicago-style dog has a raw onion. So if you want to take a picture, I'll look at it at WrestleMania621, or you could just search Chicago-style hot dog. Very easy to find. Again, I think they're gross. I think they're awful. I would never eat one, well, congratulations. What do you think of the Chicago-style hot dog? And what is your best favorite, like, home run hot dog combination? Whether it be bun like Brian, whether it be yellow mustard or ketchup, onions, sauerkraut, maybe some of you like the Chicago-style dog. I don't know. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, first a trending alert, and then we will get to Little, we'll get to Bernie, we'll get to everybody that is waiting on the other side, right here on the Team 980. But the Nationals look for number 6 in a row tonight. And the Navy Yard against the San Francisco Giants, who come in at 29-21. That after a 10-inning walk-off win last night against the Atlanta Braves in a mini two-game sweep sandwiched around a rainout. So the Nationals win five in a row again. It'll get tougher tonight. Giants 29-21. The good news is Washington has Mackenzie Gore on the bump. He is 2-4, yes, but with a 3.67 ERA and 84 Ks in 56 and a third innings. You can hear it 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, beginning pregame coverage at 6:15, and of course the game at 6:45. Meanwhile, tonight in the NBA, it's game two of the Eastern Finals. The Indiana Pacers look for a commanding 2-0 lead before heading home to Indianapolis for game three against the Knicks, who blew a 14-point lead with just under 3 minutes left to go, and a 9-point lead in the final minute and lost in overtime game one Wednesday night. Tipping that one, 8 o'clock. Edmonton and Dallas in the NHL's Western Finals, same time, 8 o'clock. Dallas up 1-0 and looking to take a 2-0 lead in Big D. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo, or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I got a couple of texts that I can share. One from my guy Bruce, my fraternity brother with Phi Sigma Kappa, and a good man. He says, we are going to need to talk about pizza. he's from New York. I love a good New York style pizza with the grease and all that stuff.
One of the joys of just walking around like Manhattan is just finding a random corner pizza shop and just getting some dope pizza on the cheap. Yeah.
But not the thick Sicilian stuff is what I'm getting at.
No, get like one of them slices with way too many toppings on it and stuff.
But I love a good Chicago style pizza, man. It's the best. It's my favorite. I got spoiled living there for 6 years when I went back to Chicago to see the Eagles and Steely Dan last March. Walked right into Giordano's for lunch. It was great. All right. Anyway, I also have this from my guy Bob. Hot dogs are only to be eaten with brown mustard and sauerkraut if you like it. And that's it. Unless you're at Pink's in L.A. I don't know what Pink's in L.A. is. I got to look that up. But thank you, Bob. All right. Let's get to you on the phones. My guy Bernie in Rockville wants to chime in on the hot dog topic. Burn, baby, burn. How are you?
Gentlemen, Chris is going to have me slobbering all over my phone talking about New York style pizza.
Wait, your phone is going in
New
and
York
out.
City?
Oh, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we just lost you for a second. What were you saying?
I was saying Chris is having me slobbering all over my phone talking about New York style pizza. I was getting Mama Lucia's, and anywhere in New York is freaking money.
Yeah,
and that's money metal, Chris, for you, brother.
There you go. I want to make sure I'm not crushing New York style pizza. Again, a good New York style pizza is awesome. Sicilian
pizza's awesome, no matter what. Where
yeah,
it's from.
Yeah, but Sicilian, but a true New York Sicilian pizza, too spongy, too doughy, not enough toppings for me. But that's a personal preference thing. I just love Chicago style pizza. That's it.
No arguments there either.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
What do you think about? What do you think about the Carolina Hurricanes peeing all over themselves in Raleigh the last two games?
Well, I think Florida Panthers were happy that the Capitals didn't get through because the Caps matched better up with Florida. They swept them in the regular season, and they averaged 6 goals a game once on Bob. So, I mean, that just frustrating that how many chances the Caps actually did have. Everyone thinks Carolina dominated, but if you really watch the game, just little things here and there, little tweaks that Carbs made that he shouldn't have. And it's just a learning experience. Next year, they'll be better. Everyone, year two under the system will be great. You know, just like a good hot dog, it'll taste better when the cup gets raised in D.C. again after some learning curve again.
When you say a good hot dog, Burn, what are we talking about?
For me, I'm simple. You know, I'm always on the move. Underrated is sometimes when I'm home, I'll boil them up or barbecue them up, and I'll chop them up and throw in some baked beans and then have the potato roll and all, and just that the sauce of the baked beans going in with the hot dog. Really?
Wait a second. You put the baked beans and the sauce of the baked beans with the chopped up hot dogs in a bun?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Depends on the mood, you know?
I have never heard of that.
I usually have cheese with my hot dogs. So.
Okay. All right. So the baked beans essentially serves as like a chili component, meaning you're not sopping.
Right, yeah.
You're not sopping the hot dog with the baked beans. It's just like a little drizzle maybe.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, or I'll just chop them up and they'll all be together. So then it's just like a scoop and score, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Scoop and score.
But it's just little things, you know, little intricacies, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
I
makes it keeps things interesting, let's say.
You got to put the biscuit in the basket, you know?
Hey, top shelf where the mama hides the cookies.
Top shelf where mama hides the cookies.
But you got Santino coming on.
Yes.
Tons of Wrestling starts tonight. He's got Under Siege in Canada. His daughter, Ariana Grace, is going to be fighting Tessa Blanchard.
I had no idea until I researched the interview that his daughter was Ariana Grace. I had no idea. I mean, I can't follow
Ariana
everything, but I'm glad I researched that before I started talking to him because, as you'll hear, he starts off the interview talking about his daughter, and I'm like, oh, wait, I know that now. I had no idea before.
And she got a big night against Tully Blanchard's daughter, Tessa, in a one-on-one matchup. And then you got Saturday Night Main Event tomorrow night. I mean, and then
all three promotions on Sunday, right? You got NXT, you got Double or Nothing, and again, part of the reason why we're having Santino Marella on was to promote not only tonight, but also they're doing an event from Niagara Falls on the Canadian side for TNA, which is streamed live. So you got that at, I think, 5 o'clock, and you got the other two at 8 o'clock. So if you're a wrestling fan, you got wrestling all three nights this week, this weekend, which is not actually all four nights with Monday Night Raw on Monday night. So you got it covered. They're like the NFL. And then they're canceling WrestleMania, Bernie. What the hell is going on? Not canceling WrestleMania.
I have no idea.
Canceling WrestleMania in New Orleans.
Yeah, this TKO deal stinks to high heaven at times. It's just like the NFL. They're all chasing the money instead of worrying about the product.
There you go.
It's not a good thing, you know.
There you go. Burn, baby, burn. Good to hear from you, brother. I appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy M3, Chris.
There you go. I appreciate you. Let's get to our guy, Little, who wants to talk about the Nats and, I think, hot dogs. What's up, Little?
Rooster, shout out to Metal.
Hey,
Rooster, let me tell you a story. You're New York. My aunt, my mother's sister, my aunt used to live in Long Island. So, first hot dog I ever had, we used to ride bikes, and it's a hell of a ride. You ever heard of Fletcher Metal Swimming Pool, Rooster? Big old swimming pool, it's called Fletcher Metal?
No.
Big swimming pool. I'm talking about the biggest pool I ever swam in. But I was in New York, too, in Harlem. But we would ride our bikes to Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long ride.
Yeah.
Long Island, Coney Island. I'm a teenager now. I used to go up there for the summer.
Yeah. I was just outside of Coney Island a couple of weeks ago when we were coming to and from Ovechkin's, historic goal.
Back then, at that time, Palisades was open, too.
Mm-hmm.
The other park, right next to Coney Island. Both of them was open.
Yeah.
So we would ride up to the boardwalk and get, I'm going to tell you now, I had a hot dog. And I still eat it the same way. Sesame seed bun, sauerkraut, banana, and jalapeno peppers.
Whoa.
But you got to have some of that golden mustard, some of that Coney Island mustard on that hot dog. But that sesame seed bun, they used to warm it up. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead, Ruth.
No, I'm trying to remember. The golden mustard, right? Was that just straight up like French's yellow mustard? Or was that a mixture? I can't remember.
No, that's their Coney Island mustard. But they didn't have golden on the bottle. But it was that brown mustard.
Oh, spicy brown. Yeah, spicy brown mustard, basically. Yeah.
You know how
that's the key.
The squeeze bottle. I remember that stuff.
That's the key. That puts a little hair on your chest. You know,
it wasn't even a label on the bottle. It's just a squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
You had your ketchup and your gold and your mustard.
All
so back then, man, that was a hell of a day. I used to go up there for. That's why I know New York, but I like the back of my hand now.
Attaboy.
You won't see me on Canal Street, but you'll catch me on 128th and Broadway.
Attaboy, Little. You wanted to weigh in on the Nationals real quick?
Yeah, let me say this real quick. I like what Martinez is doing. He's hanging with his pitches a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Williams going to come back, but I like what he's doing now. He's not pulling them too fast like he was in the past. So let's go Nats.
All right, there you go.
God bless y'all. Stay up.
Thank you, Little. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Let's get to where are we going here? Let's get to our guy, AP, on a Friday afternoon. Now, Chris, remember, AP's got his little shtick here, so there's going to be a little pause. I just want to make sure that Chris remembers AP with the finger in the air.
Finally. Chris Rupp.
AP. One's in the air.
Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge you, my tribal chief.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
How are you, pal?
Hey, so I was telling Heavy Metal, the only time I would really use hot dogs, believe it or not, is when I'm making ramen noodles. And I would, slice up the hot dogs. And some of my DMV folk, they probably know about this. But I slice the hot dogs up with a hard-boiled egg.
Ew.
Drain out the soup water and then sprinkle in the seasoning from the ramen packet. Throw in a little bit of hot sauce. Chef's kiss.
Wait, so it's ramen noodles drained of the broth. A cut-up hard-boiled egg, a cut-up hot dog, and the ramen noodle seasoning?
Yeah, with some hot sauce.
What's the deal with the hard-boiled egg in it? Like, what? I mean,
that's what makes it.
Really?
Yeah,
I like hard-boiled eggs. I just never thought of it in ramen noodles.
When Haney comes in, I mean, you know, they do it like at the faux spots and at the ramen noodle spot. They will have hard-boiled eggs cut up in the noodles.
Oh yeah, but you know what? I've seen that. I've never actually been at a place like that, so maybe that's why I haven't tried it. But
hey, Chris, neither have I. I invented this growing up and watching the people that raised me do
you.
It. So.
Look at you. All right. All right.
That's what we would call the struggle meal.
The struggle meal.
But as far as my...
You got to get your protein in somehow, man.
Yes, sir. As far as my go-to, I'm going to say it's got to be the Johnsonville Italian sausage.
Yeah, now Sweet. You're talking my love language.
Then I'll get some bacon, get the butcher's cut, Smithfield, wrap it around it.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Throw it on the grill.
Oh.
And then my topping, I'm going Sweet Baby Ray's honey barbecue with some Hellmann's.
So you're a mayo guy?
Yeah, definitely.
See, I thought I was the only weird person that...
But like, I mix it, though. I mix it in with the barbecue sauce. That's okay. So it's like, it comes out like a thousand islands.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. I admire your bravery. That's what I want to salute you for, because you got some eclectic combo stuff going on there, and I like it. You're not just plain Jane. I've never known you to be boring and plain Jane, and that makes me happy to hear.
Yes, sir.
My guy. Have a good weekend. All right, hope your boy's okay. Great to hear from you, AP. That's my guy. All right, we got to take a timeout. We got a bunch of calls lined up. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Don't forget Santino Marella, former WWE superstar and current TNA superstar, going to join us on the other side of 3 o'clock. So we'll get a bunch of your calls in as quickly as we can on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, 8 minutes until the top. Santino Marella about 10 minutes away from TNA, former WWE superstar and just a good all-around dude. It's only a 10-minute interview, so we're going to have time on the back end to take some calls, but let's knock out what we can knock out and keep the line moving as long as we can. We're talking hot dogs. We're talking gnats. We're talking a little bit of everything. I wanted to get into Brian Robinson. I don't know if we're going to have time today, but let's get to... Dr. Sabah, who eats very, very healthy, probably hates hot dogs, if I had to take a guess. Is that correct? Or
hey there, Christopher. I don't hate hot dogs. You're crazy. Now I might hate what they do to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I try to limit. But I definitely, okay, when I want to be on my healthy kick, I'll go like a whole week and go get like those turkey, Oscar Mayer turkey hot dogs. They're like 40 calories and 8 proteins. And I get the keto buns. And I'll heat the hot dog in a paper towel in the microwave. And then I'll then put the hot dog back into the bun and put it in a paper towel and heat it for maybe another, like, maybe 11 seconds to get the bun nice and soft. Because I like my bun to hug the hot dog. Now,
to hug the hot dog, that's great.
Yes. I don't like the bun to be separate. I want it to be one. Okay? I want it to hug.
All right.
If I have to go out, I'll tell you who's the best hot dog on the way out is Sonic. Because you got them nice foot-long ones, you know, you don't care what, you know, what you're eating.
Yeah.
All beef, and the bun hugs the hot dog, and I love when they put the chili on it.
Oh,
little
yeah.
Cheese,
oh.
The onions.
Oh, yeah.
And relish. I put everything I can on the hot dog, and when I eat it, I end up getting all that stuff up in my nose. It's not the smallest in the world, and I always have to blow my nose afterwards. And one.
So you would like a Chicago style dog then probably.
Well,
if you
no,
like all that stuff.
You mentioned something. The slaw I don't mind, but you meant tomatoes. No, that you don't do that. You do ketchup. You do not do tomatoes. And I'm with you on the spicy mustard, but if I don't have it, I'll do the regular. But what you can do is I love horseradish on anything. You put some fresh horseradish. Add that to your mustard. That's basically spicy mustard. Mm. And you can, I agree we definitely with the sauerkraut. But see, you can't find sauerkraut everywhere. But the key to me on a hot dog is the bun must hug the dog. I cannot stand stale, separated bread from my hot dog. They should be one.
I actually,
a baby in the mother's womb.
Yes.
That's what a hot dog should
yes,
be like.
Tucked in there okay. together, nestling
yes,
up.
Sir.
Oh, I love it.
Yes,
I love
sir.
It. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Doc.
By the topic.
By the way, we'll just ignore the Carolina.
Oh, God. I turned it. I'm not watching. I turned it. We suck. I cannot believe it. That's it. I'm not even going. I got tickets. I said I'm not going.
Oh,
so.
Doc, you should go.
Anyway, I'm glad it's over.
I appreciate you. Have a good weekend, okay?
You
good
too.
To hear from
Thanks,
you.
Buddy.
All right, there you go. Let's get to D.C. and Waldorf. What's up, D.C.? How are you?
Welcome. Excellent, man. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully you get to spend some time with the family.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
How are you today?
I am doing great. Always good to hear from you.
You know it. So when it comes to hot dogs, it's normally hot dog and beans, you know what I'm saying? But my mom's from New Orleans, so this is how we get down at our house. It's either that boudin, that gator sausage, which y'all got to, man, holler at B. Mitch. B. Mitch can tell y'all about boudin, gator sausage. And then andouille.
Andouille, not andouille, right? I've always heard it andouille, no?
It's all depending on your accent.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's all depending on, but yeah, that's a Cajun way of saying it,
right.
Andouille.
Okay.
But the andouille sausage, a lot of people know about it, but if you're really from Louisiana, you know about double D sausage. And the boudin, the gator sausage, double D and andouille, we don't put all that other stuff, mustard, all that. All you need is some peppers and onions if you want to add anything to it, man. And like everyone has said, buns do matter. That potato bread takes it to another level. But definitely have B. Mitch put y'all on game about gator sausage and double D sausage and boudin.
All right.
I'm pretty sure most people have heard of andouille.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely had andouille. I call it andouille. If you're telling me, I should probably say andouille, but whatever. I mean, I've definitely had it before. It tastes great. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'm with you.
Weekend, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Thanks for getting in. And I love it. I mean, I love like the New Orleans flair on things, right? Now, again, sausage different than hot dogs, right? I do think they often get conflated. If we're talking about sausage, there isn't really a type of sausage that I could think of that I don't like. I mean, whether it's sweet, whether it's hot, whether it's bratwurst, whether it's knackwurst, whether it's Polska kielbasa, whether it's andouille, gosh, I mean, sausage is so good.
Generally pretty good, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So good. So good. I mean, just so good. All right, we'll leave it there for now. We'll get more calls coming up here, but coming up next, after the top of the hour, TNA Superstar and former WWE Superstar. You may remember him. You should remember him if you're into professional wrestling like I am. Santino Marella. He's got a daughter that's an NXT Superstar right now. And he's also participating in two big events for TNA this weekend. Tonight on pay-per-view, TNA Plus, and as well on Sunday free at 5 o'clock in the TNA Border Brawl at the Niagara Falls Convention Center in Niagara Falls, right on the Canadian-U.S. border. But it's available free streaming, and he'll explain how and why coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.